This State of Origin preparation has been dominated by two words, MG. Reece Walsh. It's all been about this teenager set to make his debut with just seven first grade games under his belt. But there are other things going on, MG. There are other things that need addressing. We can't let ourselves be distracted by this.
We all bought into it. We've all caught we're in the trap, Queensland's trap. While we're talking about Reece Walsh, guess what? We're not talking about Cameron Munster. We're not talking about Jai Arrow in the back row. We're not talking about Fifita off the bench. We're not talking about two hookers. We're not talking about 50-6 and they're fuming. And we're not talking about this is a ploy, a trap, a trick, an ambush.
You're not suggesting the Reece Walsh selection is a ploy, eh?
It's not a ploy. He's picked on merits, but the fanfare around him has got me thinking that all of a sudden, I'm not thinking about anything but Reece Walsh. I mean, come on, you've got to think about other things at hand here. This is a Queensland team that got beat 50-6. They're going to be fuming. They're going to be fuming, and all the decoy. An 18-year-old kid is the decoy from all of us. We've all taken the bait. We have all taken the bait.
But some of those players you just mentioned, it is a different looking side. We get Josh Papali'i back into this team in the front row. Christian Welch, who only got through 17 minutes in game one.
13 minutes.
13 minutes. There you go. Yeah. I bonused him up 4 minutes. It's a different looking Queensland side.
It's a better team. Why? It's the best team they could have picked given the current circumstances without Brimson, I think.
Why Walsh is it better than game one?
Well, because it looks more rounded team. I look, of course, the centres are a problem, but they're going to be smarting. Don't you think Kurt Capewell and Dane Gagai have read all the press about the guys who they played against last week and all the week before and how they towered them up? Don't you think they're going to be better? Don't you think that, you know, Josh Papali'i's presence is going to bring something out of the Queensland? Look, don't fall for it. These guys are going to come out breathing fire. They're going to come out breathing fire, and they're a better team. Kafusi in the back row with Jaira, I like that on the edge because I think Fifita was a real target for New South Wales, and I think they just exploited that. I think having Jaira on the edge is a lot stronger, and I think having Fifita off the bench is a lot stronger for them.
Well, their front row gets a lot bigger when you bring Papali'i in instead of Jaira starting at prop. So
there's also a chat that we're about to talk about Jack Whiten. Well, may not be.
We need to look at the New South Wales side. They're in camp in Kingscliff ahead of this game. Jack Whiten up there in Kingscliff. Now, Freddie has a no phones policy in camp. But Jack Whiten has something pressing back on his mind in Canberra.
Any day, any week now, so it's very exciting. Yesterday we thought it was going to come on Friday, so I would have missed it, but a new addition to the family and can never count my blessings. It's unreal.
Baby number three on the way for Jack.
Yeah, look, and I'd do the same thing. He's played Origin before, and when you've got your mind on something other than the game ahead, which is Origin, when you're distracted, best is you leave camp and you go to do what you've got to do with your family.
So you think he should leave camp?
Of course he should. He's talking about it already. So obviously his mind's on the kid, as mine would be. I'd be straight up to my partner's side to be with the.
You would have left State of Origin camp for the birth of your child.
100%. 100%. Grand final, different. A grand final would be different because you've got more chance of playing in another Origin game than you have playing in a grand final.
Interesting. So New South Wales is then faced with the proposition, potentially, of having to find another 14. What change would Freddie make?
Dale Finucane, Abby Coruscant, just to name two.
Who would you go with? If leaves camp for the birth of his child, and we wish he and his partner Mon all the best with it, we hope everyone's happy and healthy and safe.
Yep.
Who does Freddie bring in to the side?
I think Finucane. And I think what that does is you've got Cam Murray who can play dummy half if need be. You've got Cam Murray who can play in the outside backs if need be. You've got Isaiah Yeo who can play in the back line if you need be. So I think they're covered. I'd probably resist playing Appy as the 14 because just the fact that Suncorp, Finucane's been there before.
And Appy's a hooker.
And we might need Appy as an 18th man as well.